SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Free Friday for all stolen out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up 100, 200, the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple, the bad attitude, hand, bad adder, bad tape, bad law, bad do, bad breath, bad it's just bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Palacio, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little weekend sack of the Lottie Dottie Sativa in New York City. Big Apple. Ooh. People dress in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion chick, and I'm stupid. All my finna come up at the party, of rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, with the best sounds, tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Along with your boy Coffee Kofsky on updates, Mafia running it with Hayden Fried, LTN in Kansas City, Mo to show me steak, and we get a birthday roll call today. Famous Jameis Winston, 29. AJ Hawk, 39. Gilbert Arenas, 41. Brian Bass, 41. Asante Samuel, 42. James Farrier, 48. Willie Clark, 51. Keenan McCardle, 53. Charles Haley, badass, 59. Norm Charlton, 60. Sean Landetta, 61. Howie Long, legend, 62. Paul Azinger, the zinger, 63 today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Damar Hamlin, breathing tube removed. He was talking to his teammates. Quote, I love you boys. End quote. It is on for the Bills and Pats. Sean McDermott describing Hamlin's call to the team. We got it for you. Bills Bengals will not be made up. No contest. The AFC playoff scenario is approved by the league. Ownership today includes a potential Chiefs-Bills AFC title game at a neutral site and a Bengals-Ravens wildcard game. Home field decided by a coin flip. I thought rock, paper, scissors was a better idea. They didn't seem to want to go along with that for some reason. Sean McDermott and Josh Allen feel the Bills are ready to play on Sunday in Orchard Park. We'll hear from them. Lamar Jackson out for the Ravens again Sunday. Ravens in the jungle in the Queen City. Trevor Lawrence says the Jags need to finish the job. Gee, you think? They're at home against the Titans. We'll hear from Vrabel. Andy Reid says the Chiefs are ready no matter what the scenario is. KC's in Vegas tomorrow. Joe Flacco will start for the Jets Sunday in Miami. Drag. Mike White is out. Mike McDaniel believes in Skylar Thompson. Boom. Jets in Miami at Hard Rock. Kenny Pickett says the Steelers need to handle their business. Cleveland and Pittsburgh in the place the Steelers play. We refuse to say the name of the stadium. We don't agree with the ownership change. Aaron Rodgers on the win and get in possibility for the Pack. Detroit and Green Bay at Lambeau Sunday night. Ooh. Geno, proud the Seahawks are playing a meaningful game. Rams, Seahawks at Lumen. Sirianni says Jalen Hurts looks like he's going to go. G-Men, Eagles, Link, Philly. Yeah. Tom Brady on the Bucs strategy. They're playing in Atlanta, and they're all going to play, allegedly. Sam Howell gets the start for Washington at the dump against Dallas. We'll hear from him. Lovey talking. Houston at Indy. What could be worse? Vikings in Chicago, Carolina, New Orleans. Chargers in Denver, Arizona, San Francisco. We're going to hit it all today. Plus, Dr. Zhivago will join us, allegedly, to talk about injuries. The Lions share brought to you by BetMGM will do it all. The sharp one-game parlay, passing, rushing, receiving anytime tutties with Carver High. Grizz beat the Magic, 123-115. Cover! Jaren Jackson getting involved. Celtics over the Mavs, 124-95. Cover! Tatum to Brown with the alley-oop. Jason Kidd has no idea what's up with Luka. Jazz beat the Rockets. Cover! Nuggets beat the Clippers. Cover! I mean, honestly, tonight's games, we'll get them all. Plus, we welcome all of our radio affiliates to the program. Oh, Pharrell, we love the program. Pass me my pool moles. We welcome SiriusXM Channel 159, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego, near T.O. And of course, Sports Byline USA. Good to have you with us. And we're going to hear from Ty Lue. Plus, we'll break down all of tonight's games. Blazers in Indy, Knicks in Toronto, Nets at Pels, Cleveland, Denver in the Mile High City, Miami's in the desert against Phoenix, Atlanta, and the Lakers at Crypto. We got a sharp report for you today. Gervonta Davis and Hector Luis Garcia fight on Saturday, and no one cares. We'll talk about everything. Dana White, Usman, Jake Paul, and Bare Knuckle with your boy Mafia. TCU, Georgia, Monday night in Lipstick City. Jim Harbaugh addresses the rumors that he's leaving. Michigan in trouble with the NCAA for minor infractions. That's another day in the park for them. Dylan Gabriel will return to Oklahoma. Preds beat the Canes 5-3. Cavs over Columbus 6-2. Rangers beat the Habs in Montreal 4-1. Blues over the Devils at the Rock 5-3. Flyers beat Sona in Philly 6-2. Kraken upset the Leafs in Toronto 5-1. Canucks 4-2 over the Avs in Toronto. Vegas beat the Penguins 5-2. Cover! Oilers over the Islanders 4-2. The Bruins beat the Kings last night in L.A. Tonight, a bevy of games, including Tampa Bay in Feralapeg to take on the Jets. We got all-star rosters in hockey. Carlos Correa talking to mystery teams now. Santa Clara beat Pepperdine last night in Malibu with a cover. I hit USC plus 12 against UCLA. Cover. We got all of the games tonight. Plus Adam Kaplan, a double shot today. It's pain-free, baby. And it's coast to coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, he does give the dog a bone once in a while. He'll feed me one on the baseline or cutting at the tin because he knows I can finish. He feeds me, you know, like a biscuit every half hour. But he's 99% of the time scoring. Playing with this NBA guy, honestly, it's very humbling. It lets me know fully engaged in how old and slow I actually am.
Well, at least he does. At least he does give you the rock every once in a while.
He does.
He feeds you the pill, so that's okay. So he does take care of you. Nothing wrong with that. And here we go. Let's get going with big pain-free Friday, final regular season weekend of the NFL. Scott,
you feel better today, Carver High, because I know you were going to go ride Wuha, and you wussed out at the last minute, the one-ton bull. She's just so angry when you saw her. You got all flustered and jumped on the iron horse and went home. Like, you know, very soft.
Yeah, I wasn't hanging around to ride any bulls yesterday. Home I went. That's just how it goes sometimes. Too much going on. I couldn't stay in the city and take care of any of that business. They're all still here, though, Scotty. I mean, cowboy hats for as far as the eye can see.
I think the event's tonight.
Yes, they got this whole weekend. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, they'll be across the street at the Garden. So they're getting ready.
How unfortunate.
Here. Yes, indeed. Let's rock here now. We will start with the Bills, of course. More great news on DeMar Hamlin today. Breathing tube removed, Scotty. Surprise FaceTime with his Bills teammates this morning as they had their meeting up in Orchard Park. Let's hear Sean McDermott today describe the call that Hamlin made to his teammates.
But he made hand signals, hand gestures, right? The thing that makes me laugh is he did this to the guys, you know, right away. He flexed on them, I guess. And he's just got some staple things that they know him for and that he does. And he made the heart symbol probably more than anything. And then he gave him a thumbs up. So, and then somewhere in the midst of that, and it was a little bit hard to hear, but he, as you'd imagine, he said, I love you boys. And of course I think I got the guys. So,
I mean, that's just fantastic. What else is there to say? I mean, it's just, you got to give the credit again to on site, the Bengals, Bills, yes, medical staffs, training staffs, the EMTs, especially, you know, the defibrillator on hand, oxygen on hand, everyone on hand that helped save that guy's life. He was dead. and they brought him back to life. It's that simple. CPR and everything else. They got him to UC Medical Center, and then the great doctors there took it from there, and the ICU and all the heart specialists and everyone else, neurotrauma. Great job by everyone that spent their whole life training to be a doctor, and the people that are EMTs and all those training professionals with the teams. Great job by everybody saving his life.
Yeah. McDermott yesterday, Scotty, did point out that assistant athletic trainer Denny Kellington, he's the Bills assistant athletic trainer. He's the guy that jumped right in and performed the CPR on Hamlin on the field. So McDermott did want, obviously everybody did an unbelievable job, but he did say he was commending Kellington.
He should get that same, remember, you know, the Vrabel vacation in the Caribbean with the froofy drink and an umbrella and a cigar and a tomahawk steak. They should send him there like all expenses paid.
I agree with you. That's exactly where they should send him. Tremendous job by him. So we got the official word this morning from the league, this afternoon, you should say. Bills, Bengals, not going to be made up. Out the window it goes. AFC playoff scenarios approved by league ownership. It had to be approved, Scotty, because it's different than what was in the official league rule book. A potential Chiefs-Bills AFC title game would be at a neutral site. Now, this only comes into play, Scotty, if both teams win this weekend or both teams lose this weekend. So all the scenarios involving the neutral site game, now, as we've talked about all week, there's a pretty high chance the Bills and the Chiefs are both going to win. They are both favored. Bills, 7 points. Chiefs, 9.5 points. So that would open the door, if they both win, to that neutral site scenario. I'm going to save the Bengal part of this, Scotty. I'll mix it in as well. Bengals can get a neutral site game with the Chiefs, too, if both teams lose and the Bengals win. They can get one against the Chiefs only. So under this, Bills finish 2, Bengals finish 3. If they play in the division round, game is in Buffalo, not neutral site, as some thought might happen.
Okay, so say that again. How does it end up in Orchard Park?
Well, the Bills and the Bengals cannot play in the AFC title game if everybody wins this weekend. Bills are the 2 seed. Bengals are the 3 seed. If they play in the divisional round, the game is in Orchard Park.
Okay, all right.
There is no neutral site in that scenario for those two teams. If the Ravens beat the Bengals on Sunday, they will flip a coin, and they're playing each other in the wild card round. That would mean 3 seed, 6 seed. Bengals are the 3, Ravens are the 6. They would flip a coin to decide where the game is played, because the Ravens would have beaten them twice, and Bengals don't have the other game to match up with them in terms of standings. This is kind of angry.
Where do you think they should play the neutral game between the Bills and Chiefs? Because that's really all that matters. All this other stuff is dizzying.
It's all nonsense.
But, you know,
it's all dizzying.
Where do you want it? Yeah. Like, do you want it indoors or do you want it outdoors like it should be? Because they're both cold weather cities. How about they play it in Pittsburgh where the Steelers play? Then we can go to the
that
game.
That is the first place that I thought of last night when all this stuff started getting thrown around, because I think they should play the game outdoors if it comes to it. They are both outdoor teams. Late January, it's cold in Kansas City. It's cold in Buffalo. Find another cold place, play outside. I think they're not going to do that. If I had to guess, they're going to play in Indianapolis inside, because it's dead in the middle of the two cities. It would probably allow fans from both teams to be able to go. You would have a nice indoor fast track for Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I got a feeling, Sky, that if it comes to it, that's where the game's going to be.
Everything always ends up at Lucas Oil. I will tell you this. Yeah. It is, as I said after I went there, and I had not been there in 35 years on purpose, I actually was fascinated with how great it works, right? Like, so I've been everywhere. And I went to Toronto, and I got stuck there for 3 days. I couldn't even fly out. I mean, it was embarrassing how bad that Pearson is. But I have to tell you, and Newark's the worst airport in the world. Forget about in this country. It's the worst in the world. You can't even get a gate. You can't even get – when you land your plane, you sit on the plane for 90 minutes every time, every single effing time you land. you wait for 90 minutes on the runway and you want to kill yourself. Okay. And then, the best place I ever flew was Indianapolis. You fly in, land right to the gate, 10 minutes in a car to downtown to Lucas Oil, 10 minutes to the airport, you're out. And then everything around Lucas Oil, around downtown, restaurants, bars, hotels, no wonder they have Final Fours and Super Bowls there. And the combine, it works. Indy is great. In-N-Out.
I think that's where they're going to
your favorite cover high. In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger there too. Yeah. I think when it pushes out, if it actually happens, I think that that's going to be where it is. If they have it, the coin flip thing is dopey because the Bengals are going to beat the Ravens on Sunday anyway, so it doesn't really matter about their dopey coin flips. The Bengals aren't going to lose to the Ravens at home.
That's right.
As far as I'm concerned. We'll come back. We'll start to get into the games, including hear from McDermott and Allen on if the Bills are ready to play.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High. I tell everyone I meet everywhere I go, even in the middle of basketball games, that they need the BetMGM app so they can get a $1,000 risk-free play. And all they have to do is use the bonus code Coast to Coast. It's Coast, the number two, and Coast. Coast to Coast. Bonus code, boom, $1,000 risk-free, boom. BetMGM, boom. Everybody's happy.
Everybody is happy. Nice job by you, as always. All right, let's get into it. Week 18, we now know where everybody stands in all of their situations. This is from yesterday, the first time that McDermott and Josh Allen talked to the media since Monday night. Basically, they were asked point blank, are the Bills ready to get back on the field and play a football game on Sunday? Here they are.
The Bills are ready to play a football game right now.
Well, I'll start.
I do.
Yeah. I do as well. I mean, the news we received today in particular was a huge lift. And again, I respect these guys are the ones on the field playing. I'm standing on the sideline, Dana, so it's different for me. There's an added dimension for them on the field. So I'll just yield to Josh and you can explain.
Yeah. Again, Mario talking to us as a team. And the things that he kind of told us and really didn't tell us, he demanded us. You know, and you can't not honor his request to go out there and charge forward, you know, to the best of our abilities. And obviously we'll be playing with, I guess, less heavy hearts now, knowing that, you know, today's news was a lot of tears of joy, I'll tell you that. But to know that, That's what he wants. That's what his dad wants. I think guys are excited to get out there.
One of the things I think that's imperative here to remember is that they're a really good team. Okay. So it's not like, you know, they don't know how to go out and kick somebody's ass. They know how to win. They know how to play. They know how to play tight games, close games, 1-point games, 1-score games, road games, title games, you name it, they've done it. This is a very experienced, talented team. I just don't see, frankly, how they can be stopped because of this. They got good news. The guy's breathing on his own. They saved his life. He's going to live. He's going to walk out of there, and they're going to start kicking people's asses in the playoffs, and they're going to play home games. I still am convinced of that. And I got to be honest with you. There's nothing I wanted more than to see Carver High's team win last year at Arrowhead. That 13 seconds, it made him literally sick. It made me sick watching it, and I bet on the Bills. I hope they beat the Chiefs. Screw you, Hayden. Mind your own business. We're on the Bills here. I hope the Steelers get in, but I hope the Bills do well. I don't have a problem with the Bills running the tables and winning the Super Bowl for this kid. And I think there's some of that juice laying around, too. They could go win the whole thing for him and just ride that ticket right into the station.
The Bills, it's amazing. They've obviously had a lot of bad news and off the field stuff this year. Then they announced this afternoon the longtime 20-year plus radio voice of the Bills, John Murphy, had a stroke last weekend, Scotty, and he's not going to be doing the games. It's just, it's like, well, I know that's got nothing to do with the actual game being played,
but it does.
The organization, it's just another thing that just gets kind of stacked on the ledger.
No one mentioned that. Why is that?
They just announced it. I don't know what, you're right. As the game started Monday night, they had Chris Brown, who's the backup guy, doing it, and it was just that he was sick. You know, he wasn't doing the game that night, and they obviously waited a few days with everything going on. They announced about an hour ago what happened with John. So Bills minus 7 is the number. Let me just give you this. Since Brady left New England, the Bills are 5-1 against the Patriots. The only game they lost was that stupid 50-mile-an-hour win game on the Monday night last year. Allen, 15 touchdowns, one pick, and a 114.2 passer rating against the Patriots in those six games. He has destroyed them. Pretty much.
Well, I think that it's going to happen again. I mean, that's just all there is to it. I know for my end of it, I need the Pats and the Dolphins to lose. I love my odds with the Bills. I hate my odds with the Dolphins. I think they're going to beat the Jets with Joe Flacco. I'm not feeling good about that. But I will say this. I think Skylar Thompson's awful.
I do, too. We're going to talk about that one. That is going to be a true war of attrition, that's for sure. So Bengals and Ravens now, also on Sunday, 1 o'clock. Lamar Jackson's out. We kind of knew this. And then Tyler Huntley today, Scotty, was kind of like, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of ready to go. Like, I think there's a chance the Ravens are going to play their third quarterback on Sunday, which is Anthony Brown against the Bengals. That's why the line, Scotty, got as high as 10.5. This afternoon, it is now back down to 9. Bengals minus 9 against the Ravens on Sunday. I know they're upset about the stupid coin flip thing. They should not lose to the Ravens at home, especially if Anthony Brown's playing quarterback. I don't want to hear it.
Well, I don't disagree with any of that, but I do think there's some value in that 9. You're talking about, like, this is a huge game, and the Ravens have to treat it as such. Even though they have a predicament at quarterback, they have to – play great defense. They need to pound Dobbins. They need to play their ass off. And if they do, and they get a couple of fumbles or a pick, a bounce here or there, they could cover and be in that game as sure as I'm sitting here. Same with those big 14-point spreads this weekend. Yeah. Same with that 9.5 tomorrow in Vegas. I'm on that. I'm not opposed to taking 9 with the Ravens. Look, the Ravens are always in games, ugly or otherwise. The Steelers beat them by, 3? They beat the Steelers by 2. They are always in games, even when they suck. So I think everyone – now, look, I don't deny the Bengals have covered, like, every week this year, and they are on fire. They are playing, in my view, the best football in the AFC is being played by the Bills and Bengals right now. And the Bengals more so for me. And I think the Chiefs, they win, but it's like, and I know they don't play for spreads and totals and everything, but they are, it's like every game they're in is close. It doesn't, in my view, bode well for them. Now, I know everyone's already crowned Patrick Mahomes the champion, but I'm not going there. I think the Bills and Bengals are both better.
I think that both of them will beat them. When we come to cross that bridge this year for the Bills and the Bengals, whichever one faces Kansas City first, I think that either one of
Burrow
them
owns them.
Burrow's been excellent against them, that's for sure. All right, tomorrow night, Scotty, we have the winner of the AFC South will be decided in Duval County, Jacksonville, between the Jaguars and the Titans. Let's start this with Trevor Lawrence, says the Jags need to finish the job.
Yeah, it feels good. You know, it feels good knowing, you know, what we had to do to get here, but also
it looks like he cooks meth.
Job's not finished. You know, we have to win this game to get in, and then moving forward, we kind of get what we earn every week. So, you know, we're embracing that. I think that's kind of how it's been for us. Like I said before, it's been like that for us for the past month, really. So the team's responded well to that. And, you know, I'm proud of the situation we put ourselves in. It wasn't easy to get in this spot, especially the way we started the season. And here we are with an opportunity to win the division and this is the only game that matters right now, and we're just putting everything we have into just scoring one more point than them. That's all that matters is winning the game. So that's what we're focusing on. And like you said, it feels good, Trevor, to be in a big time game like this. Just, you know, the city has a lot of energy and everybody's excited. So, you know, we're excited for that. But at the end of the day, it's you can't make it bigger than it is. We still got to go out there and execute and play well.
More importantly, he said, we just need to win by 1 point. So maybe Carver High is right that they won't cover the 6.5. Also, there are a lot of sharps that are on the Titans to cover the number and be in that game. That Vrabel never disappoints in big games when he's had all this rest. They've had 9-plus days of rest. I've heard all that today. I can handle. The bottom line is this, is that the Titans have played – terrible football for a month and a half. I mean, just utterly disgusting. And I am not buying all this rhetoric about Josh Dobbs. I think they need to play nasty defense. And I don't think they're capable. Their secondary sucks. And they also need to run Henry, like Carver High said, you know, 100 times. I mean, literally, I don't understand this team. You have a crappy quarterback. You have crappy receivers. And you don't give the ball to the guy, the only guy that has talent. You don't give him the ball. Like, honestly, how dumb are you? I mean, I would put this guy into the ground tomorrow in a casket. I'd give him the ball so many times.
Let's hear from Vrabel, Scotty. Like you said, usually very good with a lot of rest, very good when he catches a lot of points in a big game. He says it's all about this one game.
Forget about profile picture.
Yes, look at him.
Well, I don't think it matters. John, I think it matters, you know, the wins, the losses. I think it's just, you know, all really just comes down to how we play this week and whatever we did last week or 3 weeks ago, you know, whatever we did against Jacksonville. You know, you have to, you know, in this league, it's all about, you know, that game and how that unfolds and what transpires and how you take care of the football and how you can make the corrections. I think, you know, if we can do some things a little bit better, we'll give ourselves a chance to go win.
Well, I certainly think that he looks spent, and I'm not actually sure that he believes any of the bullshack that he just spit out to us.
Did they go down there early? He looked like they're already down there. They probably did the whole go a few days early, hang out in the sun, get acclimated to the better weather. He looked like he was in a much better climate there. Minus 6.5 for the Jaguars, 39.5 the total. I'm on the Titans.
I might take that number too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, we continue on with a little Eagle Skinny.
No, we will start with the Chiefs, Scotty, the other Saturday night game with Andy Reid. The Chiefs are ready no matter what the scenario is going to be when they take the field. They need to win, as we know now. Here's Reid.
I think what we've talked about the most is the game plan, the process, going through that. Staying in tune with that at this time. And then that's what we can control. I've never been with all that other stuff, but it's about what you can control right now, and that's taking care of business. Do your best that you can do.
You know, the thing about this team is I don't deny their quarterback's great, and it's just been fabulous making money off of them all year because they never cover. I mean, it's just like every week you bet against them and you win money. I mean, is it not happening? Like, because that seems like it is to me. I bet against them every week and make money.
Right now, it's actually dipped back down. 8.5 Raiders are getting now. So down from the 9.5 back to 8.5. 52.5 is the total.
Because they're pounding.
They're pounding. I know Warren said yesterday he likes that over as well with the 52.5.
Yeah, so do I. So, it's funny. They talk about how bad the Raiders are. And Warren talked about how bad they are yesterday defensively. And their numbers are staggeringly awful. But the reality is that if they're so awful, then how did they put up all those points last week? Why were they so exciting last week? That kid Stidham went off, and they put up gigantic numbers. All I know is if they do even, you know, half of that, if they do half of what they did last week, they'll cover.
I hope that they do. I hope they not only cover, I hope they win as well. But I'll just take the cover, Scotty, for our aspects here.
Remember when they blew the game? They were up 17-0.
Yeah. That would save the league a lot of trouble with this silly neutral site stuff. If the Chiefs lost and the Bills won this weekend, it would sure save them a lot of hassles in that aspect.
I hope you're right.
Let's go to Miami next. Of course, we talked about the Patriots need to win and get in Orchard Park on Sunday. If they lose, the first team at the door would be the Miami Dolphins. Here's their problem, Scotty. They announced they're going to be having Skylar Thompson be the starting quarterback. Not going to be much better for the Jets. Joe Flacco is going to start for them. Mike White is out. And all that also tells you, Scotty, is he shouldn't have played last week against Seattle, where he looked awful. He clearly wasn't ready to play. They rushed him back because they didn't want to play the other guys, and they lost for it. So they deserve what they get. Flacco against Skylar Thompson. Mike McDaniel believes in Skylar Thompson, Scotty, on Sunday.
Please.
Here we go.
No, he doesn't.
If he is the guy, I'm very confident because I base my opinions on what I see. And what I see is a guy that can play NFL caliber football whose teammates believe in him. And a formula for a successful offensive play is a quarterback that's willing to do whatever it takes and a bunch of teammates that fully believe in what he has to offer. And so I see
what a bunch of nonsense that is. He is so full of Shaq. I mean, they haven't won in a month. They are playing terrible football. The mistakes are endless. Skylar Thompson is awful. No one believes in him on that team. Who are you kidding? You're not kidding. You think you're fooling us? Okay. And then here's the other thing. I'll say this. I don't deny that Joe Flacco is old. Fair enough. And it's over. But I'll say this. I got to be honest with you. I trust him way more than Skylar Thompson in a moment, in a spot, in a game, a guy that's won a Super Bowl, a guy that has played in the biggest game on the biggest stage on earth and in playoff games galore. He has done it all. All we need from this guy is one day to turn back the clock and just play and don't throw picks. Play and, you know, keep it simple. Don't screw it up. If there's anyone I believe in that scenario, it certainly isn't Skylar Thompson. That just sounds like a stripper, doesn't it? Give me Joe Flacco every day over that kid. I don't care what anybody says. That coach is lying through his teeth, and he's not fooling anybody. I mean, you have to admit, Carver High, who are you going to take, Joe Flacco or Skylar Thompson in a one-day, one game?
McDaniel's nuts. I'm taking Flacco on Sunday. I would take Flacco over Skylar Thompson. They did beat them once this year. Thompson played the game or came in for Bridgewater, whatever it was, when they played at MetLife earlier this season. 3.5 now Jets are getting. 3.5. Past the 3 number as well. 37 is the total.
I have to take the Jets. For the sanctity of my family, for my lifelong affinity for the Steelers, for God in heaven, yes. I have to take the Jets and the points and to win. I need them to win. So there's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other road to travel. I'm going right down on the rocky road to the river. I'm going straight into the water, and I'm eating fish raw out of my hand. Let's go, Jets.
Let's go. So if the Jets do get the job done for you, Patriots lose, Dolphins lose, who's next in the door? The Pittsburgh Steelers at home at the place the Steelers play Sunday against the Browns. Here is Kenny Pickett. Says the Steelers need to handle their business.
I wouldn't say unusual. I would just say, you know, we have to handle our business, and that's the first and foremost thing. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably, you know, questioning, do players keep up with it? You know the situations, you know the scenarios, but if you focus on that, you're not going to be worried about what you have to do, and you may slip up there. So there's a tough team that's coming in with some really great players on Sunday, and, you know, that's got to be the first order of business. And what happens after that happens, you know, that's out of our control. But, you know, we have to handle our business and come ready to go on Sunday.
You know, I have an interesting theory here as far as game plan. What I would do is I would take Deshaun Watson's head off. I mean, that's the game plan. Kill him. Blitz, kill him, hurt him, knock him down, beat his ass, ragdoll style, end of discussion, game over, Steelers win. Because they're going to run Najee. They're going to run Warren. He's going to throw to Freiermuth. He's going to throw to Johnston. He's going to throw to Pickens. He's going to do what he does. That's going to happen. And the Browns do suck. Okay, so I know they can run the ball, but the Steelers have the number one rush defense right now in the NFL the last 4 weeks, 66 yards a game. So what they need to do is stop the run, kill the quarterback dead, take his head off, beat his ass, rub a couple massage jokes in when you got him down on the ground, maybe a thumb in the eye, right in the... Right, got a little schnobber knuckle and a little thumb gouge to the eye, and then make him pay, make him hurt, pain day, and then you win. Hurt him. Remember, 85 Bears, kill the quarterback, win the Super Bowl. That was the game plan, and it worked.
Steelers minus 2.5, 40.5 is the total. Side note on the Browns, they told Jadeveon Clowney today to stay home. We're done with you. Yesterday he said he wasn't going to be back with the Browns. He also made some comment that they always line Garrett up against the worst linemen because they want to get him in the Hall of Fame. Like, your boy went off yesterday. So today the Browns were like, yeah, all right, just don't
I'll
come
say
to
this.
Work this weekend.
My man, my man has made all kinds of money going from team to team, city to city. He's like a traveling salesman. Everywhere he goes, he gets paid more than anybody. And he never does anything, and people just keep giving him bags of money. It really is unbelievable. Nice job by him and his agent. He is worthless, and he makes tons of money doing nothing. And then he talks smack on people when he's done with them. You know what they call that, Carver High? They used to say that about me. That guy burns bridges everywhere he goes. I was like, Bridges of Navarone? My man Clowney's got me topped by about 5 miles. I never burn anybody. Well... Is that not, Mavi, that's not true? Mavi?
Not true.
No?
Not true. Not
true. Rap sheet? There's a couple. Not good. Lawyer?
Couple
call
small.
The lawyer.
Couple
now.
Cases. We got a couple cases. Let's go to the NFC side of things. Mavi. Sunday Night Football. Lions in Lambeau. Packers are win, and they get the final playoff spot in the NFC. Lions will need a little help in a Seahawk loss. Here is Aaron Rodgers on the win and get in possibilities. And, of course... Maybe he's going to retire. It's going to be his last game at Lambeau, Scotty. They asked him all about that yesterday, too. Here's Aaron.
No, I think it matters in the lead-up. It matters how people deal with that. You know, we've played in some pretty big games over the years. And at the same time, it's a young league. You know, not a lot of guys in here have been a part of those big games. You know, there's a smattering of guys, for sure. But there's always new guys that got to feel what that pressure feels like of a true... win and in, lose and go home scenario. No, I don't. I'm going to take some time after the season. You know, I got a lot of great memories here at Lambeau, and hopefully can add another one on Sunday.
I was just noticing, you know, he's got the ski cap on. He definitely looks like Joe Burrow's grandfather compared to Joey Smooth when he wears his ski caps. You got one guy that looks like he works down on the street corner in the Bronx. And you got another guy that looks like, you know, I mean, he looks like Uncle Phil with that old gray beard of his. I mean, I already know I'm old. Don't bring me into this. Okay. Thanks so much, fella.
The Packers, as of right now, Scotty, are
hold
4.5.
Mafia, just get your guy to win the game. Stop telling me about lawyers.
49 is the total. 4.5. I'm on the Lions on Sunday night. I'm on the Lions. I think that they're going to be in the mix, win, lose, or draw, whether they're playing for the playoffs or not.
Yeah, that number is just screaming at me to take four and a hook. It's just yelling, Pharrell, please grab me, squeeze me, hold me, sit by the fire with me. All I know is I still think Rodgers wins the game.
The team that could benefit from the Lions beating the Packers, aside from themselves, is the Seahawks, Scotty. If they beat the Rams, along with a Packer loss, they would get the last spot. Here is Geno Smith, proud of the Seahawks that they're playing meaningful games in the final week of the season, but knows they need some help. Here's Geno.
It's exciting. You know, I really think it's exciting for our team. Obviously, we get a chance to, you know, if we win, give ourselves a shot at the playoffs. So I think everyone's excited. You know, the entire locker room's focused. Everyone's ready just to prepare and get ready for the week. So I think, you know, over the course of the season, we've done some good things to put ourselves in this position. Obviously, wish we could have done a lot better, but, you know, it's what you want at the end of the year to be playing meaningful games. And so we got one coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, listen, you know, at the end of the day for me, they're not getting in. So, I mean, I guess if the Lions win and Seattle wins, they're in. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So they need Detroit to win at Lambeau. Look, I'm not going to deny that the Lions could actually pull it off. They have played well at Lambeau. They have played well against the Packers. They beat the Packers at Ford Field this year easily. And it's not the strangest thing I've ever heard that they could go in there Sunday night and beat them. Listen, I watched and you watched the Niners kick their ass last year in a blizzard in the playoffs. They are, I think, strangely overrated with their home field advantage everyone thinks they have. I just think it's overrated. I don't think they're so dumb. I've seen the Giants win there in 20 below.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'll tell you what, Carver High, I mean, there is a ton of pressure this weekend on all these teams that have to win.
There certainly is. Before I move on to the next thing, I just did want to go back and give you that line. Seahawks are -6 in this game. I've been thinking about this one a little bit more. I'm on the Rams on Sunday. I'm on the Rams. And they might actually beat them. I'm going Ram on Sunday in Seattle.
Yeah, I got a hard time with that based on their performance against the Chargers. You know, there was a team in the playoffs, and they, you know, they shared the same stadium, beautiful place, and they got ruptured. And now they're playing another playoff team, in my opinion. You know, they're playing for the playoffs. Seattle's had a much better season. The Rams have had tons of guys out, star players out, left and right, Baker Mayfield. And, you know, he had the 51-point game. Then they lay an egg. What are they going to do on Sunday in Seattle? I think they're going to lose again.
I like the 6. I just feel, I mean, Seahawks played the Jets last week. They were so awful before that. If they didn't play the Jets, I mean, who knows? That's how awful the Jets have been. I just don't think the Seahawks are playing very well. And maybe they
you
do
might be
win,
right.
But similar to the Titan game, I want to have those 6 points or 6.5 points sitting there with me when we go through this game. All right, we will come back. At the top of the hour, we'll start with Sirianni. We'll start fresh there because he's got an update on Jalen Hurts for Sunday as the Eagles look to wrap up everything in the NFC. I've got Brady for you. I've got all the other games that don't matter, the lines for all of them. And then we have some other things to get into as well, Scotty, as we move along here on Coast to Coast.
And we're going to hear from Sam Howell, who hasn't played since he was at North Carolina when they mattered. And we're going to like see what's going on with that guy because he's getting the start,
Sam,
at the dump in Landover.
Sammy off on the wrong foot. When you start crediting Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke for showing you the way, I don't know if those are the two guys you want showing you the way in the NFL.
Not good.